go talk to Dr. Ed Cronolia. He's a family physician, sports doc with Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, our medical insider for over a decade on the Huge Show across Michigan. And he's been with us every week since the pandemic began back in March. And Dr. K, when you read about the Titans and the Vikings shutting things down because of some COVID positive cases, your thoughts on that and how the NFL will navigate it?
Yeah, you know, we're all waiting for this. And, you know, I know the NFLPA and the NHL, or the NFL, obviously before the season came to an agreement on how these things would be handled. And it's not surprising, unfortunately. It's just, like we talked about, it's, you can't escape the virus as even the best that you can do, unless you can really completely bubble, which is almost impossible with the NFL. And they obviously didn't go with that route anyways. And so I think it's wise. I think obviously we'll have to see what shakes out. It's like three players and five other personnel. And so we'll, you know, have to see that we talk about baseball when they had their first outbreaks. Maybe it was the Cardinals. I can't remember who was first, but anyways. And, you know, the question was what was going to happen. Obviously they were able to navigate the season fairly well and get all the way out of the postseason where they are going to bubble a little bit. And what we found is that the transition on the field on the diamond wasn't happening at all, and it was elsewhere. What we don't know with football is that going to be the case or not, because obviously you're a little bit closer, you do things a little bit differently, and that's what we're all sort of waiting to see, all levels of football, to see what happens here. Do we see the team that they played against, having an issue or not? So, and I think it's wise to kind of shut them down and to wait and see. Because we hope it's more like what happens with baseball, but football's a little different. So we're going to have to see how this shakes out. But again, not surprising. I don't think anybody thought, or if they did, they shouldn't be thinking we're going to get all the way through the NFL season without some outbreaks. And it'll be curious to see how they, does it look like this expands or is this going to be contained like it was with the major leagues in baseball?
From a medical professional viewpoint of yours, Dr. K, because the cases, the positive cases now seem to be the story, hospitals aren't being overrun, the death count isn't going crazy in most parts of this country, so people are a little bit confused or in trying to understand everything, that you have this talk about schools and the outbreaks, or you have, you know, select colleges, and it seems to be hitting campuses in different parts of Michigan and across America. But if it's not transitioning into people being hospitalized and people dying on those campuses or with those sports teams, there's a question of what's that fine line between, okay, we have positive cases, but the cases aren't turning critical.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. The line we're all trying to walk right now, and it's multiple lines, it seems. Certainly, we have the cases, and unfortunately, that's the thing that keeps getting all the press is the cases, and it's really probably the worst metric that we can be watching. It's important to see what happens with cases, but it's certainly not the most helpful. Percent positives across the United States for the last 3 weeks had been going down. They sort of leveled off a little bit and maybe a slight trend up. Which is not surprising, again, with everybody sort of back in school at the high school and college level. Again, we're not seeing, some places maybe have some hospitalization issues, but we're not seeing it, but we want to watch and see what happens after this. But you're right, it gets very confusing. And the good news is right now, most of the percent positive is fairly stable across the country. Some states are having more issues than others. And like you said, the death rate, hospitalization rate, it's still happening. And we talked about, one death is one death too many, unfortunately, but we are dealing with this right now. And it certainly doesn't appear with all of the mixing back together, particularly at the college and high school level, that we've seen significant rises in cases. We've seen some cases go up in places, and like you said, certain institutions, but they're actually doing quite well with them, and we're monitoring. I can tell you from an athletic perspective, meaning the hearts and the rest of the kids that are having coronavirus issues. And it's going to continue to unfold week by week. But the good news is we haven't seen this eruption. Now, some still predict it could happen. I don't think it's going to. I think we're going to see some ups and downs like we did all summer. But my hope is that we know a lot more about how to treat it, and we're a lot better at not getting it in the first place, and when we get it, treating it as well. And the young, unfortunately, do tend to do better as well.
Dr. Ed Cronolia, sports doctor, family physician, Metro Health, University of Michigan Health. So where are things different from And before I let you go, Dr. K, appreciate your time. Were things different from the pandemic we were living through in March, April, and May to where we are now in late September?
Number of tests being performed and our knowledge of what to do when someone has a severe case of it. We're much better at understanding it's an inflammatory response as part of the infection, which we need to control, and the sheer number of tests that are being done, and we're picking up so many more asymptomatics. And I think those are the two big things that we have, that we know now and are doing now that we weren't several months ago. Doesn't mean we can't have a problem this winter, but I think we're in much better position knowing who's getting it. And unfortunately, more young people are getting it, but they tend to do well. There's 300, this is as of a couple of days ago, but 358 unfortunate souls aged 15 to 24 passed away. So age 15 to 24, which is high school and college essentially, three across the country now, 358 died from COVID. And then that same time period, this is February 1st, 20,000 died of other causes. There's 40 million people plus in that age group, and we've had 358 deaths. And again, those are all real people, and it's tragic, but it just shows you how small the number is in that range. And that's actually, unfortunately, other things are affecting that age group. So we know that anybody can get it. We also know that in general, the young population is healthy, and the amount of tests that we're doing now, we're picking up a lot more cases than we were previously, which helps us. It makes the numbers look bad. If you're looking day to day to day to day, that number goes up, but it really helps us to know who's sick and, you know, where we have to concentrate our resources.
So that number, again, was from during this entire pandemic, correct?
From February 1st. Yep, February 1st, I believe September 19th or 20th. 358 passed away from COVID.
What age group?
Aged 15 to 24. 20,000 plus were from all other causes. And there's 41 plus million people in that age group. Hmm.
All right, Dr. Ed Granolia. He is a medical professional, our medical insider here on the Huge Show across Michigan. If you have a COVID-19 question or sports medicine question, metrohealth.net. Dr. K, thanks for the update.
Absolutely.